Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. How are you today? I hope that you guys are having a great week. I was inspired to do this week's episode from a masterclass that I actually just taught to my Group Academy students, my students, both in part one as well as in part two. And the topic that they wanted me to teach about had to do with betrayal. And the way in which I decided to talk about it was really, instead of dwelling on the negative, I wanted to share what it was that I actually learned from experiencing betrayal. And it was so incredibly powerful for them that they agreed that I get to do a podcast episode on it. And because there is so much richness and goodness in this, I'm actually going to break it up into a series of different podcasts that will be airing for you guys to listen to. And I think it's really important that you listen to all of them because they're going to continue to build upon one another. So let's get started. And I'm going to share with you guys two of the many, many things I learned from experiencing betrayal. And I'm sure even just saying that eight-letter word is conjuring up quite a lot of emotion and beliefs within each of you that's listening. And I don't know about you guys, but betrayal is one of, or rather, I believe that betrayal is one of the deepest pains that we experience and go through. And the reason being is that it really hits us at the core of our ability to love and to trust. Two things that I know those of us going through any end of a relationship is really, really difficult and really hard. And I don't know about you guys, but when I got married, I entered into matrimony with quite a number of assumptions. Those assumptions being that I, as well as my spouse, were coming into the relationship with nothing but pure intentions to share a life together, to be faithful, to be in partnership, to act in the best interest of one another. And I think it goes without saying that we also enter into it with the assumption that we would love each other and till death do us part. And I know that there was an unspoken understanding in my mind that the person that I loved and that I believed loved me would never hurt me intentionally. And unfortunately, for those of us who experience betrayal, when we do so, we understand what bitterness and hurt feels like in a completely new way. And often in the aftermath of divorce, in the broken vows that we experience, we're not only left doubting the person that betrayed us, we're also left doubting ourselves. And I don't know about you guys, but the shock was so enormous, it's so great that I had a really hard time discerning what it was that was real. I played the, well, was this even real? Did this happen? Was he present? Because I knew that everything that I thought to be certain about my day, our life, our kids, the vacations that we went on, everything that I knew about this person who committed his life to me, who was closest to me, who was my best friend, what I had thought to be real was no longer true. And the way that I describe my experience is really about how the foundation, the rug that was the foundation of my life, was pulled out from underneath me. And so, you know, what that essentially says is that the solid ground that I stood on was all of a sudden gone, almost like it created this abyss. It was a huge hole of darkness. And in that dark place, I felt exposed. I felt unsafe. I felt confused. I felt betrayed. I felt embarrassed. I felt shame. I felt anger. And yet, over time, over the work that I chose to do, through the coaching that I experienced, and you know, I created my entire program from my experience, there was a reason that the universe handed this to me. And through my healing journey, I started seeing my divorce and betrayal as a gift, as a silver lining. And so that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, are the things that betrayal taught me. And the two that I want to talk to you guys about today are a group described, they were my drops. So you're going to want to listen. You may want to tune back in and listen when you can take some notes. I know that my group took a lot of notes when I presented this to them. So it's something I just want to put out there. If you are driving though, please do not try to take notes while you're driving and listening. So the first thing that betrayal taught me, learning to finally take responsibility for my own life. Now, what does that mean? It means that I alone am responsible for everything that happens in my life. And I know that that was something that was really hard for me to accept, to even utter those words, to consider it as a possibility. And it very well might be the same for you. And I can sit here and tell you, being on the other side, that the sooner you understand it, the sooner you will begin or really propel the healing process of your heart. And I learned that everything that we experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, is actually co-created by us. I'm going to say that again. What we experience, we co-create. We are the creators just as much as our spouse. So we are fully responsible for every event, every action, and every circumstance in our life. And that may trigger some of you guys. I know that that triggered some emotions for my group academy students. However, it's the truth, you guys. And for those of you who know me, that is what I speak. I speak the truth. We are equally responsible for the betrayal that happened in our life. I learned that the actions and the decisions and the choices that I made carried with them a consequence. And that led me into all of what I experienced. Nobody forced us, although that's what we interpret it to be. I hear so many times that people say, oh, well, he made me, or I didn't have a choice. Yes, you do. You do. We are all infinite spiritual beings. I believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience on this planet, and that our energy field is made up of different color, different strength vibrations that are created from or influenced by all of our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. So what does that mean? It means that we attract what we are putting out. It means that we attract what resonates, what is in harmony with that energy field, with the frequency of our vibrations. We willingly or not energetically create and attract to our life the good, the bad, the ugly, the painful, the grief, the love, and the betrayal. The truth is that consciously or unconsciously, I created the circumstances for this person to show up in my life and betray me. And while I know that pain and hurt comes with a lot of emotion. I also know that there's lessons to be learned through the pain and the hurt. Why? Because I believe that everything happens for a reason. I used to believe that there were coincidences, and I don't anymore. This was a crucial piece of my understanding, because once I understood this, I realized that I got to take back the wheel, that I was in control, that I was in power of my own life. It was time for me to be more conscious of what it was that I was co-creating in my life. And part of that was opening my eyes and paying attention to the signs. I don't know about you guys, but at the time I was like, oh my God, how did I miss this? I can't believe it. And then once I went through that phase, I went, oh my God, I chose not to see the signs. I chose not to see them. I rationalized the vision or lack thereof. We allow people to hurt us. We get to take responsibility for the hurt that we allowed in, that we allowed to happen. That is called taking responsibility, you guys. I was somebody who conditioned myself and chose to stay in a state of being blind because I only wanted to see what I wanted to believe instead of what was actually in front of me. So that means that you get to face everything that comes to you. And it's going to be less of a surprise, because right now, my hope, my wish is that your eyes are wide open and seeing what it is that you are co-creating in your life right in this moment. And that leads me into number two, which is that we are co-creating our lives for a reason. And that reason is that sometimes what we co-created that created betrayal, that created our deepest hurt, often leads to our greatest blessing. That's number two lesson I learned. Our deepest hurt leads to our greatest blessing. I created the environment for my ex-husband to come into my life, to love me, to teach me, to be a part of my journey, to evolve. And not every rock is shown as a diamond, because many rocks are diamonds in disguise. And I believe that that is a metaphor for experiences, for people that come into our life. So what that means is that painful experiences can also be blessings in disguise. So think about how do rocks become diamonds? Well, it takes environment, right? It takes the right environment. So it takes extreme temperature. It takes pressure beneath the surface in order for those rocks to transform into the beautiful gems that they are. And it also takes pain and grief and disappointment and heartbreak and betrayal for us to learn, transform, and evolve into the beautiful people that we get to be. If there's anything that I have learned, it is that the universe will use any means necessary to get our attention. And often it is through painful experiences that we awaken. The universe sent someone to me, someone to engage in an intimate relationship with me, be that mirror reflecting back to me the things that I hid in the depths of my soul, to reveal to me what it was that I didn't want to see, but that existed. And so what ends up happening is that when the universe feels we're ready, it starts reflecting those mirrors so that we open our eyes to see what gets to be seen. So what does that mean in betrayal? Well, it means that I learned from the universe that the person who betrayed me was my mirror to reflect my deepest wounds and beliefs. Now, don't get me wrong, you guys, I'm not excusing his betrayal. What I'm saying is that I now understand what I wasn't able to before. That this one relationship brought out all the things that I got to, that I was ready to address and heal. Those things being my lack of self-love, my fear of being alone, my fear of not being seen, being heard, feeling not enough, self-doubt, limiting beliefs. And I learned to let go of that hurt and that sadness that I felt towards him. And instead, my betrayal taught me to feel gratitude, to feel empathy. Why? Because it was through that betrayal that I was able to learn crucial lessons, lessons that I was ready to learn, lessons that were ready to be seen, ready to be cracked open, so that I could finally illuminate and heal those wounds. It wasn't an accident. It was completely intentional. And instead of seeing him as the villain in my story, okay, as many of you probably see your exes, you know, what's coming to me right now is it's almost like it was a genie that appeared that revealed a wish deep inside of me that was subconscious desire to heal what was no longer serving me. I would love to hear what has come up for you guys listening to two of the things that I learned from my betrayal, from feeling betrayal. I got a lot of feedback from my group. It's important for me to hear that from you guys and to hear what's coming up for each and every one of you. You are always welcome to write to me at wendy@wendysterling.net and to share with me what is coming up for you hearing this episode. And I'm going to be coming to you guys again in 2 weeks, sharing more of what my betrayal has taught me, because there's a long list. And it's a list that I believe gets to be heard. It gets to be spoken about. You all get to hear it. My goal, as with everything that I do, every podcast episode, whatever summit that I lead, is to create an opportunity for each of you guys to gain some sort of knowledge, to gain insight, to create an opportunity for reflection for you, where you are being thoughtful about your choices, your decisions, your beliefs. And that is what is going to propel you guys forward. So I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. As I said, feedback is always welcome with open arms. I am sending tons of love, light, and joy, as I always do. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. And don't forget to catch the next episode in 2 weeks, where I'm going to talk about the next two things that I learned from betrayal. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram @DivorceRehabWithWendy. I'll see you next time.